Welcome to Geekonomics, everybody, the home edition. Everyone's quarantined, so we decided to call everyone up and have everyone be a part of the podcast. Rocky's here. Ryan is here, as always. He's at his house. John is at his house. And the only man who's allowed out of the house and allowed to be out in public, Robert Kegler, is out delivering the mail, being the fine civil servant that he is. Because no matter what, the mail must keep being delivered. How's everybody doing? Is everyone getting through self-isolation / quarantine?
I know that you guys already talked about what everyone has already been doing in their spare time, but I will tell you that my child, age 9, almost every single night, he has a standing friend appointment with his friends. They go online, they play Roblox, and we queue up a Zoom. And they get a chance to, like, look at each other and play each other. It's really good.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Nice. That's survival right there. That's helping us.
Can we talk about how, like, I don't know if you guys saw this. If you're in the Enfield area, you probably saw it. One of the elementary school, I think it was Prudence Crandall, all the teachers got into their cars and did, like, a parade around their area to all the different kids that go to their school.
Yeah.
So the kids can see the teachers and the teachers can see the kids.
That's well, that's cool. One way to get... That's one way to keep on getting paid, huh?
Well, they're getting paid no matter what, so...
That's pretty cool.
Does anyone have any big plans for the week? Is there anything anyone accomplished during the week?
Big plans?
God, man, I wish.
I'm working.
I wish.
What exactly do you do?
Me?
Brian.
I have to program.
I'm still covering meetings, too.
Yeah. This week's a lighter week, but normally we have a meeting once or twice a week, and we're doing those. I'm going live from my kitchen back to Long Meadow on our channel, which is really awesome, using Zoom.
Thank you, sir. You're welcome.
I still have to program each. I'm the program director, so I got to program the whole week from home. I do community calendar from home, and we're possibly doing shows using Zoom. So, and I got to check my email. I got to download the church. The church people have been creating a church service every Sunday by themselves.
Does that actually take 40 hours a week?
No.
No, but they're compensating. Like, I got the same thing.
I'll be back in a moment.
Okay.
I'm technically working right now, actually. From 10 to 4 each day, I'm technically working.
Yeah.
What exactly do you do?
Okay. I check my emails.
Explain yourself to John, Mark, because John's going to fire us.
Yeah, John's in charge of everything.
John's going to fire us.
He's in charge of all the public access.
Yeah.
You're going to get sat down by the two bombs. They're going to talk about what your job actually is.
Yep.
Yeah. See, mine's different, though, because I can schedule my whole schedule out for the month, so I'm already done for the month of April. So
I go week to week because we change so much. I can't do a month. Yeah. I used to, but right now it's like we get an email, hey, we want to do an emergency meeting tomorrow about this. I got to clear the schedule, so I'm just doing it day by day because it's a pain in the ass. But
yeah,
it's pretty wild to go live. I mean, to live in this day and age where my laptop literally will help me run what I got to do and I can go live on public access. This is fucking amazing. I'm like, this is just the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. So the thing we're trying to figure out how to do is to actually download shows from our, like, while we're home.
I can do that now.
We're trying to get that figured out. I came out with a thing where you can do it remotely.
Yeah.
But we're trying to figure out that. Chris is testing that out to see if that works.
I called our company. They got me all set up so I can download all the shows people are sending me because I have like 6 shows that are new every week. So
yeah.
I can download now to our server. I can go live, which is fucking amazing.
I
won't. So
thank you.
It's so cool. I sit down like I'm going to work. I like being on a schedule. And I will work till like 2 or 3. I get everything done for the day, you know, just as if I was at my real job. But
yeah.
I like to have a schedule. I can't just not do nothing, you know?
Wait, turn off your microphone.
So, John, what do you do from home?
My whole job.
Like what? Go through it all. Like we went through it with you.
Yeah, justify our lives. List, justify yours.
List all 40 hours.
All 40 hours? That sounds pretty boring to go through. But right now I'm just ordering parts and setting up, planning manufacturing queues for next week.
How did your job play like the gate that you have as a possibility of going back?
Oh, what?
Is any of your guys' jobs giving you like a possible date of you going back?
Oh, I'm an essential employee. I choose to work from home, but I can't go to work right now.
Oh, okay.
I have a
22nd of April.
No, I have a state letter. I can go to work if I wanted to. Everyone on the assembly floor has got masks, gloves. Yeah. Our materials lab is producing hand sanitizers on site.
Bobby, turn off your microphone.
Bobby.
I don't want to hear your driving noises.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't want to interrupt the fine quality feed. Give me 1 second.
It was just a lot of wind, that's all.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, I was powering up this amazing mostly vehicle.
Are they ever going to give you guys new vehicles? Is that ever going to happen?
Oh, no, no. Believe it or not, we did get new vehicles recently that are much more luxurious. And they got all this ample space. The problem is when they were handling the contracts for it, they designed them all with left-handed or left-side driving.
Yeah, so it's not like you can't deliver mail in them.
So all these new vehicles, the majority of routes cannot use them at all. So.
Yeah. I remember that was a big thing that everyone was like, they wasted all that money on all these vehicles and now they can't use like a quarter of them basically, or more than a quarter of them, like 3/4, I think they said.
They'll find a way. Maybe they'll turn them into mobile COVID units.
Hey, speaking of converting things to COVID units, I heard some of the grounds at the Big E potentially could be used for a morgue.
They're saying the arena.
What's up, Lizzie?
And possibly the Better Living Center.
No Big E this year. I'm calling it now. They're canceling that thing.
No, it'll happen. It's September.
No. It's going to take so much time. They're putting that together now. They're probably looking at this going, if this doesn't taper out by September, we have to cancel. That's a lot of money and a lot of people.
What are you talking about? The president said it's going to be over at Easter.
No, they changed it. They changed it. The end of April, maybe June, beginning of June.
So then everything gets back to the normal by August, and then September is Big E.
I don't think so, dude. I don't think. Big E ain't going to happen. I'm calling it. That's my bet. No Big E this year.
All right, if you lose, you have to watch Bloodshot.
Okay. All right. How about this? If I lose, I watch Bloodshot, and if you lose, you watch Bloodshot.
All right. I'm going to end up watching it anyways because it's going to be on for free sooner or later.
Why would you watch it?
Because by that point, we'll all be like dying for content, so we'll just watch anything.
We're already at that point. We're watching you walk your dog.
Hey. Walking my dog is a pretty good time.
You know it.
Yeah. Rocky's back from pooping.
I was
taking a break from you guys.
Oh, nice.
Sorry.
It was changing his outfit.
Wardrobe change.
It's quite chilly out. I wish if we were in quarantine, it would at least be a nice day.
I know. We're back to this shitty 50-degree weather and no sun.
Yeah.
I kind of rely on the sun to be like, in a good mood. So,
that's the thing I was telling. It'd be nice if it was nice, warmer out. I could at least go yard work or something.
Oh, this is great yard work weather. I've already done all my yard work. I'm waiting for the grass to grow so I can mow it.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Like, you know, if there's at least later in the year, I can at least go outside and like
right.
whack or something, or
right.
act like I'm doing something outside.
So, yeah. So Rocky, me
yes.
and Mark were saying, I was saying no biggie this year. He was saying they will, but if they have dead bodies at there, that's going to really
they're
put a damper.
For months, Brian, and they're going to cremate them.
I mean, it's like the craziest thing about all this is that, like, I've been reading articles about, you know, like, what's going to happen, essentially. And they said that they, I mean, it could go into July, which is like, pretty terrible, man, to think about. Like,
right.
Well, I mean, they extended their quarantine to, like, April 30th, and that's still, like, another month away now. So it's,
yeah.
I'm hoping that things go back
to normal. Seriously.
Like, but... I don't think anybody will go to Big E, honestly. I don't.
No.
I think people just stay home.
I think they're going to cancel. The Olympics are now next year.
Well, that was just because it's in China or Japan, so it's like.
What, Mark?
And you have to get people from all over the country to there. It's not like you have, like, the Big E. You don't need to get people from all over the world to the Big E.
But they do. The Big E is a huge draw for New England.
Yeah, but people are allowed to drive from New York to go to the Big E, so it's like, and that's like our, I don't know, I wouldn't call it ground zero, but you know, like that's where like a lot of the cases are happening.
And I think that people have to be having working on the border when I was there.
What, Mark?
I think New York is going to be this way before the rest of us are going to be. I think New York right now is where like it's the epicenter, and then it's gradually going to like spread around everywhere else.
That's
where it is. Well, Chicago is already starting. Chicago.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
there are states that nobody has, the governors have not quarantined at all. So.
Well, like Florida.
No, I think Florida finally did.
No, he doesn't stay at home yet.
I honestly hope, man, that bat soup was the best thing that guy's ever eaten in his entire life.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't actually a bat. I found this out through Claire.
Did you say Claire's new Claire?
Yeah. I stuttered. Thanks for commenting on my social miscue thing I have. Anyways,
yeah.
I learned through Claire that it actually was a snake, a tainted snake meat that it was originated from.
Well, either way. Oh, baby, are you doing that?
Well, everyone says it's a bat, so I don't know where the snake came from.
Yeah, that's what.
Like literally everything is the bat.
Well, her work. That's what they're one of their conference call things. That's what they had said. That's what the technical like. That's what they were told from their company, like the research that they found out. I guess is that I don't know. They've been planning for this since like last December. They've been planning for this coming. Like they've been ordering supplies and everything. It's like since Claire got the job, they've been talking about it.
Yeah, I'm glad that Claire's job was on top of things. We definitely are not.
No,
that's that
the
news is really gonna
up anything.
That news is really gonna kill the video game industry.
Yep.
You know, Snake Eater, that game's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
Qbert, canceled.
Canceled. Qbert, no more snakes. Snake, the game Snake, done.
Snake.
No more Metal Gear. You got Snake Plus. No more of that.
Snake Rattle and Roll? No,
done.
Thank you.
See you later, Metal Gear.
And it's all because of Mark.
Mark.
And it's great research.
His research about the snake.
That's right.
Snakes a lot, America.
Snakes a lot.
Snakes
oh!
a lot.
Dad pun. I love
Got
it.
Got it. There it is.
Yeah. Sounds pretty quiet, even though he's drinking the energy drink. He's like the quietest person.
Because he's only been working.
Through. Is he not doing anything? What are you doing over there, John?
The cell phone is in the middle of my work computer.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you're building toilets?
He's building toilets.
That's
space
toilet. Pretty sexy there, Rocky.
Where?
Space so, toilet. What happened?
I went away.
It only hangs on for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
So does anyone heard from Hutzel? Is he still working at wherever he was working?
What is this mystery job? Have we figured it out yet?
I don't know.
He's like taking care of a person or something. Oh my gosh, Rocky looks like Josh Eason.
I said that the other day.
I know. It's true though.
Hey guys, have you listened to Danzig?
Is that Danzig covers Elvis?
Hey, you know how to
coming out like
unemployment.
What?
Well, look, I'm the old guy.
How do you do that?
You click your screen and there's like a little snappy face. And you click that.
A little snappy face?
No,
little
smiley face.
Snappy face?
I don't have that on mine.
Hey, I thought you were there for technical support for everyone, Mark.
I am, but I'm not good with the messenger yet.
Yeah, I thought John, Mark answers all the technical questions.
I can help you with your technical issues. Except how to get filters on your messenger, I guess.
John, if you're going to use that filter, you got to talk like you're from that era, you know?
Yeah, you got to be like, oh, hello, okay. Sonny. How are you doing today?
Oh, yeah, look at her.
Do they all talk like that, or is that just
over? Yes, all of them. All of them.
They're going over there, eh?
You haven't watched any of the movies from, like, the 1930s?
Looks like John's trying to make sure we don't get any, he's going to break up our distilleries or something.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
She starts singing Coco now.
That's so creepy.
I can hear you with your screen on, with your filter on.
I do like that movie, though. That's a good movie, Coco.
Yeah. It's a good one. The tearjerker, as the kids would say.
No, that's a good one, Rocky. Mark.
I'm going to take it out for a bit. I'm going to go.
Red one.
Red one.
I got to find this now. Hold on. I'm trying to figure this out.
Oh, my God. This
Rocky,
is weird.
I got one of my six.
This is so weird.
We should have something like this.
All right. Next week when we do the show, we'll do it like that. I'll use my phone next time.
I can't do it on my phone.
Oh, I thought you could.
Cut your video screen.
No, I mean, I can't do the filters.
Wow. What kind of filters?
An add-a-person thing. A microphone, the hang-up button.
Man, Rocky, you're really flying. That's awesome.
He's going for it.
John just staring.
John's banking right now.
He's banking.
Been banking for like 5 minutes. John's just doing donuts in space.
Dude, I got people on my six, bro.
Right back there. If you've been looking about him that long, you should probably shoot at him right now. At least do some kind of maneuver, evasive maneuver or something.
Come on, guys. Let me explain the cockpit.
Oh, my God. This is... Whoa!
He just jumped on the space.
Rocky, warp speed ahead.
Well, he's in a turbulent air.
Oh, donut! John did a donut.
Just did a barrel roll.
How do you do a barrel roll? What do you do?
You just turn your camera around.
No, you don't barrel roll like that, Mark.
Mark. Oh, man.
You used the joystick, clearly.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, three of them now.
So, guys, I, by the way, I parked the vehicle. So
good
now
idea.
I can actually just
nice.
Talk.
I'm glad you're not dressed. Thank you. Thank you for not driving.
No, I mean, it's important. Safety first, right?
Right.
That's what these helmets are for.
First off, Bobby, thank you for risking life and limb to deliver our mail.
Listen, the way I see it, I'm going to be the thing that that actually gives the virus to everyone. And I feel bad about it. Like, I was explaining online, people were asking about what United States Postal Service is actually doing to ensure that their packages and their mail stay safe. And to be honest, not everyone wears gloves.
Mm.
I mean, that's just what it is. Simple. I was wrapped in a that you just hit it with soap. The you know it falls apart and breaks up. But we just don't have access to hand sanitizer all the time. I don't have any hand sanitizer on me right now. What I do is I just but I spray my hands with a Lysol every once in a while just to keep it safe. I mean, I don't know what else to do. And I care because I actually deliver to retirement homes in old folks' places where if they see me and that little piece of random mail shows up that's like possibly infected, that's going to kill your Nana. That's going to kill your Nana. Not my Nana. Your Nana.
Nana only. Going right to her room and rubbing it on her face.
I mean, listen, I would love to, like, like slam dunk, like, mail into people's mouths if I knew that they were going to get sick, depending on the person, but, you know.
Yeah.
Rocky, be careful.
Do they, like, check your guys' temperatures when you come in each day? Like, make sure if you don't have a fever or anything?
No. We were told implicitly if we had symptoms. Don't touch your face! If we had symptoms, that we were to stay home. Because it was very, very important not to infect the actual rest of the crew. But I will tell you, I did call out because I wasn't feeling up to snuff. And they gave me so much shit. I had to teleconference a call with my doctor to tell him some random symptoms so he could write me a doctor's note. There was no other way.
Wow.
Because we're essential employees and people need us. So.
Yeah.
What are these
guys? The medic press grapevine, the touching your face thing doesn't matter. That doesn't really do anything.
That's not true. Oh, hamburgers.
Mark, where are you spreading misinformation?
Yeah, Mark is like Donald Trump over here. It was from a snake. You can touch your face. Mark,
if you have it on your hand, you're gonna get it. If it's on you, it's on. It's not like
no. If you touch your eye or your nose or your mouth, you have a better chance of giving it to yourself.
Yeah, but it's airborne, so it doesn't matter. You're gonna
get it. No, it's not airborne.
It's not airborne.
It's droplets.
It's droplets.
But if someone's within 6 feet of you, they can give it to you, no matter if it's, you touch your face or not.
You wash your hand. Don't touch your face. You're pushing into your...
So that's why you're not touching your face.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I mean, Mark, you had the right... You had the right idea. I do have to admit. It's just important that everyone stays safe out there. And remember, it's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about any of us in this call. It's about, you know...
Everyone.
I just don't think that the healthcare industry can take the insane hit that this many elderly is going to do to them.
It's not just elderly, too. It's young. It's everybody.
I don't know if any of you watched Oliver last night. The thing that, like, enraged me last night watching John Oliver is that these pharmaceutical companies are actually like bidding wars between states to get equipment.
Yeah.
Like the masks, you have to like masks, or California say like, oh, I'll pay $4 for those masks. Massachusetts then goes, I'll pay $5. And then like Rhode Island could be like, I'll pay $6. So it's like these companies are making states like bid up to buy equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
If you got gallons,
I have a friend that she's an RN, and they were expecting masks and other supplies to come in, and then it turns out that the U.S. government actually outbid them on it.
Yeah.
And the U.S. government got them to distribute instead of them actually getting them to that hospital.
It's ridiculous. There should even be, like, at this point, it should be, like, there should have been an executive order or something written out, like, okay, if you make masks or you make gowns, you make any kind of PPE stuff, you just make them. The government will give you a limited amount of money, and you just get them to every hospital that needs them without question.
Well, that's the thing, that Trump declared that, but he didn't enforce it at all. So, like,
because he's an idiot. He's not a
company. Companies are doing it on their own now. But, like, he could have been enforcing those companies to actually produce those things.
Like, he could have, like, John could be working on making ventilators right now instead of doing whatever he's doing.
Talking to us.
Satellites. Cool. Right, so I can, yeah, so we can better see you guys when you're probing.
Yeah. Nice.
So when we're leaving our homes, you can track us down.
Yeah. Something like that.
We get to leave.
We're out looting finally. When that finally happens,
you can check experience. Does anyone else experience this? I'll throw this out to you guys. Like, over the weekend, Claire was home Saturday, and she decided she wanted to go grocery shopping. And, like, have you had that feeling, like, when you know you're going grocery shopping on a day, or you plan a day to go grocery shopping, it's like an event now?
I go Saturday morning.
Like, get ready, you get dressed, you, like, get all dolled up to go out to the grocery store, basically. You're like, I'm getting dressed up to go to the grocery store for an event.
I put pants on.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to the grocery store a few times this week. I've been running out to do all the errands around here, like to pick up stuff. Yeah. And it's not. I mean, I expected like total complete chaos, but I don't know. You go to the grocery store, like it's pretty dead, and they have it. Actually, the lines are all marked off with like squares or X's as to where you can stand, and like,
yeah.
I mean, Costco would know where they were. They wipe down the carriages every single time someone brings them back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it hasn't been as chaotic as I thought it was going to be, but
the
you know, it's nice to actually get out a little bit.
Yeah, going grocery shopping is fun.
Like, we went to Olive Garden is the one to go, so, like, you can order your stuff and then drive there, and then they'll come out to your car and bring it to you.
We did that,
oh, yeah,
too.
And, like, even that was, like, an adventure, you know?
Yeah, on Friday.
Our local pizza place, we like ordered from there a couple times, and Claire was working 12 hours on Friday, so I had Popeyes delivered to the house. So,
yeah.
How much, yeah, I mean, it's good local places.
It's like one of those, I mean, it's like almost like another September 11th, where like everything is now going to be changed, you know, like things will be entirely. And it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Like what the world's going to be like after this is over with kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. I have a really hard time, like, stepping out of routine. So, like, now that I've had to do that, and I'll probably continue to have to do that, it's, like, it throws you off for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've definitely never had this amount of time at home ever in my life. Like, yeah. I don't think. So it's kind of, like, odd to kind of, like, like, I'm trying to, like, invent things to, like, do at the house, like, projects and things, like.
I know, you should hire a TV, you know, like, you're just, like.
Yeah.
You don't have all the time to watch all the shows you wanted to watch, but now it's, like, you don't even want to do it.
No.
You're so sick of it.
Like,
I'm kind of glad that I've, like, not had time to read my comic books. So I have, like, a stash of comic books I need to catch up on.
Yeah, I saw that. The Diamond Distributors are actually no more new comics.
You're right. Starting this week.
Yeah. And then you see DC's actually trying to find a different distributor and publisher to take care of their books because they need to keep publishing because they're basically broke. So.
Yeah, well, they keep producing shitty movies. So.
Well, it's also the comic books haven't been good either. Like the 5G thing is like totally crashing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Getting off the ground.
Well, like the 5G thing was the same thing that Marvel did years ago when they did Ultimate Universe when they changed Nick Fury to look like Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
And like they put a bunch of characters and made them all different. Yeah. So I don't know why DC would think that's a good idea. I mean,
well, it's not even, not only was it a bad idea, but it was also a bad name because it's also like when, Brian, you remember when we were at the show?
I thought it was a cell phone thing.
I thought with their 5G capabilities that they were trying to do, so they were going to sell off DC because of that. And then I found out after the fact it was because they actually have a
fifth generation.
Oh, yeah.
But it's silly that they're calling it 5G.
Yeah, yeah. Which makes no sense.
I mean, like Reverse was great, and then I mean, I can understand I'm trying to get away from it, like just this. They constantly reboot their universes, but I don't know. I just feel like the steps they're taking in 5G just don't make any sense. They're just changing all the legacy characters, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Oh, DC.
Like
they'll be owned by DC.
So, yeah, I mean, like, I heard that that Diamond isn't going to distribute comic books. And I mean, I haven't been collecting for the past year.
So I went to Matt's like 2 weeks ago, right? Before they told Connecticut to shut everything down.
Did you have the diamond key to open the building back?
I did. I had the diamond key and the special clock, and I had it knock five times, and yeah, all that, and I got in. So
yep.
Matt was just like, well, I never have more than five people here anyway. But then that Friday, they said all essentials closed. So then I got an email, yeah. And Matt was doing – he was doing free delivery. If you have over $25, you can curbside pickup, or he will deliver to your house. And then I was like, you know what? To keep him afloat, I will definitely do that. But then he would send the preview magazine. Well, I clicked on it this weekend to see if there's anything to order, and basically they said, we're not distributing anymore. And I'm like, what? Yeah. Yeah. So it will give me a time to catch up because I'm not buying anything new, and I'll just reap what I got. And I think it's a great opportunity to kind of cut back anyway. So it's a blessing in disguise.
Yeah. Well,
it's just a weird thing anyway. It's like, I mean, for Diamond, it's they kind of have to because they're based out of New York, upstate New York. So there's no way to be open. So
I know it's like the movie industry is taking a hit. All these industries that we love are taking big hits.
So. Well, entertainment basically is taking a hit because you can't do any entertainment without an audience.
Right.
Audience. So you can't really do anything.
Except for the audience we have here, the Geekonomics.
Yeah. Do you have anyone watching this, Brian? You're like the one that's doing this. Is there any...
Well, Chris Giard said there was no audio, but that was like 46 minutes ago. But I'm recording this, and I'll post it. So nobody's watching. We should use Zoom. We should use Zoom. What?
I actually have to get going, guys.
I know. We should end it before you go. All right. We've been doing this for a while anyway. So, all right. So you next Monday, you want to try it again? Same time?
Yeah.
It's something to do.
I mean, we could also do this without having to do the show as well. I mean, we could also just get together and talk so we have some kind of activity.
Yeah.
Other people besides the people in the houses.
Right, don't give Mark the weird face over there. Just saw him.
Yeah.
He just wants to hang out with his friends.
Yeah, we should do it.
Yeah, we should. But, yeah. Well, it's been nice, Dan.
Yeah, good to see everybody.
Well, I'll actually get involved in the conversation and actually talk to us.
John is too busy working.
Yeah. As long as the baby train is going fast, that's all that matters, you know?
The fuel wheel is going fast. That's good. And Bobby's driving again.
No, I'm not.
Nice, shut up his nose.
Shut up! I'm actually about to park, so if you give me a couple seconds, you can... we can actually, I know you guys have to go. This has been quite a lovely conversation. Really, it has been. I enjoy this immensely.
Bobby, can you please stop driving and talking on your phone?
No, no, I'm not. No, shut up.
It's against the law.
It kind of is, but guess what?
I mean, I know there's nobody behind the hit, but
he's a rebel. He's a rebel. He's a saint.
Rebel. Oh, yeah, honk that.
Whenever you use your backup to reverse, you should always beep your horn.
Good advice.
Good to know.
All right. See you, Rocky.
Bye, Rocky.
See you guys.
Bye, Rocky. See you, John.
Bye, John. Bye, Bobby.
Bye, Bobby.
Bye, Mark.
All right, see you about next week.
Next week.
Next week.